Hello, this is your host, Jigme Kyaltseng, and welcome to the Jigme Kyaltseng Show, a podcast where I sit down and speak with singer-songwriters, musicians, sports personalities, actors, radio broadcasters, and a slew of many other professionals from a broad range of fields. In this newest conversation, American country singer-songwriter, NBC The Voice Season 24 contestant Kristen Brown talks about journey on The Voice, importance behind being a woman in music, experience as a vocal coach, and more, as well as advice she would give to her younger self. Now, with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Kristen, hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be able to speak with another Voice contestant, which I've had the pleasure of speaking with many Voice contestants from the past. One just to be one to note is Bryce Leatherwood, who won The Voice as well, which has been really cool. And to see him flourish in sort of the country music business now and the music industry as a whole. It's always great to see him live out his whole dream that he's been able to pursue, that he's been pursuing for a long time now, but just got now right on the right footing, I guess is the right way to describe it. But for you, being able to do vocal coaching, to be on The Voice, to do interviews now, and sort of, I guess you've had sort of the training in doing media, very early on in your career. What was that like?
I did, I'm very lucky. My dad, he's a professional bass fisherman. And so for years he was on the lakes, he was doing the tournaments. And then when I was young, he more transitioned into the media side. So he has his own radio show called Ultimate Bass Radio. And it's still on air, has been on air for about 19 years, I want to say. But yeah, my dad was very much an advocate for having me media trained from the time I was about 8 or 9. He thought it was important, not just for media purposes, but just for how to speak to people, interviews, anything like that. He felt it was important, and I'm very lucky that he felt that way.
For sure. And I guess for you, when you first got into doing this whole music thing, you sort of realized, I guess the first time when you realized you want to do music, it sort of came from when you sort of didn't, you couldn't kick a ball or you couldn't play any sports. And when you were really limited on what you could do at that point, you knew that you didn't know what it was, but you've always loved music. You've always loved singing. You've always looked up to people in the music industry like Taylor Swift, and Asher McBride and Brandi Clark and a slew of other artists, just to name a few. What was it about music, I guess, specifically that you said that, yep, that's my career and what I want to do?
It's funny. I do joke that it was because I couldn't kick a ball or play any sports, which is absolutely true. But music always just had its hold on me from the time I was a little girl, singing the Disney princess songs on the edge of my parents' fireplace. I always loved to sing. It was the thing that made me really, really happy. I started writing songs when I was about probably 6. I just loved it. I remember in school, they did the whole, what do you want to be when you grow up? If you were the student of the week thing, and mine was always a singer-songwriter. I knew I wanted to write my own songs and I wanted to sing them and I wanted that to be my life. And nothing's changed.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, let's jump right into it. You've been on The Voice now, and your first blind audition was Blown Away by Carrie Underwood. And you've got some rave critiques and feedbacks from all the coaches, John Legend, Reba McEntire, and Gwen Stefani, formerly Gwen Stefani, may we say. Formerly Gwen Stefani, because you are now Team Legend. And I guess, before we even talk about the blind audition, you sort of tried out for The Voice in season 23, but it didn't work out. Tell us about that story because that's really unique.
I had seen an Instagram ad for season 23 and I thought, well, why not? Let's try out for The Voice. And I put everything into that audition and it didn't go very well. I got a no pretty quick. I was really proud of the audition that I turned in, and I just thought maybe now's not the time. And I saw another Instagram ad come up not too long later for season 24. And I thought, well, it's going to be my 24th birthday auditioning for season 24. Let's try it. I don't lose anything in trying out for the show. And sure enough, I ended up getting a callback and then another callback after that. And I made it through the preliminary auditions. And then earlier this year, I found out that I would be getting a blind audition for season 24. And it's such a whirlwind. And you know, it really comes down to don't always skip your Instagram ads. They could change your life. You never know.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you've also been able to perform this one's for the girls from Martine McBride. And I guess maybe we play that clip of you performing this one's for the girls. And that is Kristen Brown performing This One's for the Girls. I guess, what was that moment like between you and that little girl, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no, not at all. It was truly so. When I got up onto the stage, I sang last in my knockout. And so Corey went up and sang, she killed it. Carol went up, killed it. And as I'm sitting there, I noticed that I knew I was going to be on that side of the stage for that part of the song. And I noticed it's that little girl who's sitting in the front row closest to Reba. And it was just kind of this perfect situation in which that's who the song is for. So, what are the odds that I have this little girl that I can direct this message towards? So I walked over there and I knew I had to really focus to try to keep it together and not get emotional or not to cry. And the second that she looked at me and her mom looked at me, I lost it. I was a lost cause at that point. Because I mean, she's looking at me the way I would have looked at somebody if I had the opportunity to go to a filming of a show like that. You know, people who are on that stage always seem larger than life, which is crazy. And at the same time, I'm looking at her and I'm like, you're exactly what I teach back home. You're exactly who I was at this age. And it was what you've said. It was a full circle moment. And so it was really hard. I tried not to get emotional. It clearly didn't work out that well. But I wouldn't have changed a thing.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it definitely was resonating, I guess, to see that moment between you and that young lady in the audience. And I guess the more significant part of the performance was, I guess, you sort of broke down and got choked up in part of that performance. And it sort of was like that realization that you sort of it sort of clicked in, and in your head you're like, that little girl was me playing guitar when I was young, and you know, I've been looking up to people like Taylor Swift, and I've been looking up to people like Asha McBride, who's now making huge waves in the music business, especially in country music. And so I guess if there was sort of that one advice that you would give to that to the young little Kristen Brown girl, what advice would you give her?
If I had to give little Kristen any advice, it would be that on the days when it's hard, when you come into those adversities, know that those aren't signs to quit. They're signs to keep going because they're going to make you exactly the artist that you've always wanted to be. They'll make you stronger. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's very much true.
Of course. Well, I mean, quickly, what does it mean for you to be a woman in music, I guess?
I mean, to be a woman in music is. It's always an honor because, you know, it is a male-dominated industry, and the men who work for it and they're out here doing the dang thing, they absolutely deserve it and need to relish in their own accomplishments. But it is a business that does need more women. And so and not just even behind the mic, we need more women producers, we need more women creatives and songwriters and everything. It should be an industry that loves and appreciates everyone. And so to be able to be a woman in the music business and the country music business especially is an honor that I don't take lightly.
Of course, and briefly, what was the experience on The Voice like, if you could just highlight it in a very short summary?
Oh my gosh, my experience on The Voice so far has been just a once in a lifetime thing. It's been surreal. It's been a dream come true, and it's crazy to think that now we're going into playoffs. I'm in the top 20 right now, and I can't wait for everybody to see the playoff performance next week.
For sure. And so we've reached the end of our time together, but thank you so much for being able to speak with me. And to those who made it this far into the episode, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with country singer songwriter NBC The Voice season 24 contestant Kristen Brown. You can reach Kristen on all her social media platforms. You can visit her website as well, kristenbrownofficial.com. If you enjoyed the episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, feel free to share with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow the show on all social media platforms. I've been your host, Shami Kaltsang. Thanks for tuning into the show.